Big changes are coming for the airport in Oklahoma City. Advocates for legalizing recreational marijuana use are preparing for another petition drive. And the Bedlam basketball series is set for December. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, July 25th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Will Rogers International Airport is launching a major expansion to handle up to 20 million travelers over the next 30 years. The first phase of the project will add parking garages to ease crowding during peak seasons. Future phases include more gates, security lanes, and terminal upgrades to support larger planes and international flights. Airport officials say the expansion is needed as the city grows and prepares to host events for the 2028 Summer Olympics. An Oklahoma campaign to legalize marijuana for people over 21 will soon start gathering signatures. Anna Pope reports state lawmakers recently changed Oklahoma's rules around initiative petitions.
Under the proposal, state and local taxes would apply to all cannabis purchases. It also removes the excise tax on medical marijuana and adds a 10% tax on recreational marijuana purchases. The proposal, which would be State Question 837, comes as Oklahoma changes the ballot initiative process, including capping the percentage of signatures that comes from individual counties. Jed Green is the director of Oklahomans for Responsible Cannabis Action. He says the change in state law has led to more paperwork.
We've been working to communicate with our industry and community across the state the last couple of months and expect to have a presence in at least a simple majority of Oklahoma counties when we begin on August 6th.
Supporters will have to gather almost 173,000 signatures from August 6th through November 3rd. I'm Anna Pope.
State Superintendent Ryan Walters continues his push for a mandate requiring schools to cover student meal costs. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports no official action was taken on the proposal during Thursday's State Board of Education meeting.
Since Walters announced it earlier this month, the school meal mandate has received significant pushback from officials who have called the policy an overreach and districts that say Walters cites financial numbers that don't add up. Board member Michael Tinney asked about the disparity between what Walters and districts are saying is financially feasible.
Are those people just making up those numbers? I mean, where are they wrong?
They're gaslighting the people of Oklahoma.
Walters agreed to provide the board with a report on the cost of the mandate. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Find more information about this and Walter's other proposals at kgou.org. OU is set to face off against Oklahoma State in a basketball doubleheader this season. KGOU's Audrey McClure reports the non-conference matchups will take place in the Paycom Center, home of NBA champion the Oklahoma City Thunder.
OU Athletics says the Sooners' men's and women's teams will take on the Cowboys and the Cowgirls on December 13th, but fans will be able to attend both games with a single ticket. OU's men's team has won the last three meetings against the Pokes, while OU's women's team has won the last six. Game times for the Bedlam matchups will be announced at a later date. I'm Audrey McClure.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcasts, online, and on the air. Your support is needed now more than ever due to the recent elimination of our federal funding. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Ashar.
These days, there's so much news, it can be hard to keep up with what it all means for you, your family, and your community. The Consider This podcast from NPR features our award-winning journalism. 6 days a week, we bring you a deep dive on a news story and provide the context and analysis that helps you make sense of the news. We get behind the headlines. We get to the truth. Listen to the Consider This podcast from NPR.